Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Bava Basra, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin, Mishnah Ches. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher to find Ruziva Kagun Bikar of Mamish. And Mishnah Zayin tells Marchikin so Elon Minoir Esther Mechamish Amma. If a person wants to plant a tree near the city, he has to distance it 25 amas away. That's because the immediate area outside the city has to be clear of everything that causes the city to be more beautiful. Ubachar Shikma, and we're talking about a carob or sycamore tree, which are very leafy and branchy. Chamishim Amma, they have to be 50 amas away from the city. Now Rabbi Shaul says Kol Elon Strach. If it's a non-fruit-bearing tree, it has to be 50 amos away from the city. Now, what about the following? The guy has his tree planted too close to the city. If the city was built first, and that means that this guy came afterwards and planted his tree, we force him to cut the tree down, and the municipality doesn't have to pay him for his tree, because he shouldn't have planted it there in the first place. But if he had his tree there before the city, still, he has to cut his tree down, because it's ruining the look of the city, but the municipality does have to pay him. If it's a suffix, which one came first? He has to cut the tree down. As we said, either which way has to be cut down, but he doesn't get paid for it because he would have to bring a raya that he was there before the city. Moving on to Mishnah Chest, something similar. A threshing floor, which is going to be kavua. This is something that's set. Everyone's going to be using this as a threshing floor. That has to be distanced 50 amos away from the city as well, because as he threshes and he does everything else necessary for the processing of the grain, one of those things is called winnowing, where he throws it up in the air and the wind blows away the chaff, which is lighter than the grain itself, and if that's within 50 amas of the city, it's going to blow into the city. So he has to keep it 50 amas away. Also, lo yaso adam garen kavu b'sach shaloi elam ken yashlei 50 amas chal ruach. A person is not to make a garen within his own property unless it's 50 amas away in all directions from other people's properties, so that the chaff doesn't blow into their property. By that same token, he has to distance his garen from his friend's plants and from his plowed field, so that it doesn't cause damage either. If the chaff from his garen flies into their fields, it's going to ruin it, and therefore he has to make sure it's far enough away that it's not going to cause any damage. We're going to stop here for the day and pick it tomorrow with more cases. Mishnah Tes and Yud. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.